Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy. Check it out. Turn it on,
turn it up, you're my radio. Cliffo and Loggy's catch up. Cliffo and Loggy's biggest same-sex wedding.
2017, a very historical moment in Australia's history when everyone voted yes. Well, most voted yes. And that meant that same-sex couples could marry in this great country. We decided, because we're vote yes voters, and we're very, very big on the love, that we wanted to throw a same-sex wedding. So we put the call out for some lovely couples, and I think we have the loveliest of all the couples we've got here right now, Chantel and Jess. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Now, you two, the winners of our same-sex wedding out of dozens of couples. This was a really, really, you know, popular thing that we did. Congratulations. And I guess we wanted to get you guys in today just so we could get to know you a little bit more. So, well, tell us how you guys met to start with.
So, it started on, like, a New Year's Eve originally. We just went to the pub. We didn't know each other a great deal. We just kind of went there with friends separately. And we kind of got chatting and Chantel was drunk, so and then the next day we kind of went out for a New Year's Day lunch, I guess, but everyone was hungover, kind of still getting over it. And that's when I kind of saw Chantel again, and I just knew from that moment that's the person I loved.
So it was love at first sight, Jess?
Yes, it was for me.
So did you ask out Chantel, or Chantel, did you say, hey, Jess, let's get it on? Or, you know, let's, you know, I like the cut of your jib.
I was already dating someone when I met Jess, and I just sort of upgraded.
I love it. So 7 years you guys have been together?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're romantic.
Yes.
But, oh, you are?
I am 24/7.
Okay.
Jess, you're a romantic one. No, Chantel, not you.
No, I'm topped out once a year, Valentine's Day.
What do you do every Valentine's Day? What makes Valentine's Day so romantic?
Well, it's the first date that we actually went on.
Oh, okay.
Officially on Valentine's Day. And I write poems, and every year I give her a rose. So this year it'd be 7. It's getting quite expensive.
Hang on a minute. Chantel, you've just said that you're not romantic. However, every year you write poetry and give your loved one flowers. You're romantic. Sorry, mate.
Yeah. Once a year.
I'm not romantic, followed by I do the most romantic thing another human could do for another. Aww. That is so great. It's just so clear, even looking at you guys, that you're just head over heels in love with each other. Kids, I know that is a thing that you guys want as well. Tell us about that.
Originally, in the beginning, we weren't quite sure, you know, where we wanted to go and things, but we came to Townsville, bought a house, settled down, and we want to start a family, which we've been going through.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Chantel, how long has that process been?
2 years.
Wow.
So
far, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Is it hard or?
More of an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, if anyone ever deserves it, it's these two, huh?
Oh,
I just think we have picked the most ideal couple for our same-sex wedding, and it really wasn't easy, guys. Like, we had so many decent candidates. So to settle down to you guys, I'm happy.
I know.
Excited.
You are excited?
I'm glad we won.
And so when it comes to your perfect wedding, what have you guys imagined? Did you ever think, I might win a free one, might try my luck on the radio, or what have you guys dreamed about?
Well, for starters, I guess we never thought it'd be possible, really.
Yeah.
To be legally married. And then we wanted to be married and sort of organise a wedding and that, but because we're going through IVF, it's just been a little bit tricky cost-wise.
Yeah.
And we've known you for about a month or so now, and I just can't wait for everyone in Townsville to get to know you and your relationship, because I feel that the tears will be large on your wedding day. I always cry at weddings, Cliffo, but once people really get to know you guys and your journey, it's just going to be the best day ever. So we're really excited.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you.
I hope you guys are happy with, like, Loggy tearing up and, like, stalking you after this.
I know.
She's just so into this.
Well, I'll cry if I see tears, so you need to hold them back.
Well, is that how it works?
We're going to have to hold each other, okay? I'm sorry. I know it's your wedding day, but I'm going to have to cut in and be like, hold me. We can cry this out.
We've been listening to our aisle walk song and everything, and I already get teary about it.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, wow. Well, look, I'm really looking forward to it. Over the coming week or so, we're going to get to know you guys more and, you know, do some more stuff. And then, of course, the wedding will be happening live on air on Valentine's Day on this very radio show. So that's really, really exciting for us. Is that exciting for you guys?
Yeah.
Or is that nervous or, like, nerve-wracking or...?
It's pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah, yeah. I can sense a little bit of, but I think it's like you guys will get comfortable. You'll be fine. You'll be used to talking on the radio and sharing your love worldwide as we marry you. But yeah, it's going to be a really exciting day.
Weddings are nervous enough, but when they're broadcast to thousands of people, of people, you don't want to muck up those vows, guys. So, hey, best of luck.
I'm just going to bring a piece of paper with it.
Cheat card.
Yeah, cheat card.
Yeah.
That's very, very clever. Jess, Chantel, the winners of Townsville's biggest same-sex wedding happening Valentine's Day. Thank you so much. Great to get to know you guys.
Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
It's Super Bowl Sunday in the States. Kicks off about 10 a.m. our time, the coverage. New England Patriots taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. And the quarterback for the New England Patriots, a guy by the name of Tom Brady, one of the most high-profile sports stars in the world.
He's even been in Family Guy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Huge. Yeah. Apparently he's the best quarterback of all time. Yeah. So, yeah, he's a big deal, particularly in the States. But there's this video that's doing the rounds in the last 24 hours that has just got people going, WTF, Tom, what's happening? And I'll be honest, when I heard this, I thought it was a storm in a teacup till I actually watched the video. Essentially, Tom's laying down on his back on a massage table, and there's a man rubbing oil, like, over his pecs.
Yeah.
Which are impeccably shaved.
Good on him.
Very impressive
pecs. He's pretty fit.
So he's getting a full-on oiled-up rub down. And his son's in the room. And his son comes over, and his son's about 10 or 11, gives him a kiss on the lips. And then Tom goes, oh, what was that? That was only a peck. So his son took that as a, okay, dad wasn't happy with that kiss. So his son walks back over. And then they lock lips.
Yeah. Yes.
And I mean, like, and I timed it this morning just because I wanted to have a bit of, you know, transparency for the radio.
The story, yeah.
3 seconds.
A 3 second long mouth on mouth pash.
Yeah. They lock lips, mate. I'll put it out there. Like, you don't kiss your kids on the lips.
Really? Ever?
Ever. This is just wrong, like, this video. I mean, you've seen it. What do you think?
Look, I think I was the same as you. I was the same. I thought storm in a teacup. Maybe it's because I'm European too. I've seen a lot of lip kissing in my time. That weirds me out because it goes for way too long. Like,
they full on lock lips. It's so weird.
It's, yeah. I'm glad you timed it to 3 seconds. If you do want to see the video, get to our Facebook or Instagram page and have a look at it.
Yep.
That is weird, but I think a peck between, you know.
Nah.
I think if I saw you peck Matilda on the lips, I wouldn't think it was weird.
I don't like Matilda kissing me, or I don't kiss her on the lips for two reasons. Number one, she's a very spitty kisser.
Yeah, young kids seem to be like that.
Yeah, she's only
three. It's
like
open mouth and just bleh.
Mate, and it's not like now she can actually go, because at the start it's just bleh. Like,
yeah.
I think kids at the start think kissing is just putting spit on one another. But I don't like her kissing me on the lips because, yeah, number one, it's very spitty. But number two, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. I kiss her mother on the lips. Don't get me wrong, like, I would kiss her forehead 20 times a day.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of affection. I let her kiss me on the cheeks, on the forehead. I don't want her kissing me on the lips.
Yeah. See,
sorry,
I think
it's weird.
I don't think that it's weird if it's like, hey, like a little pet. What is happening with Tom Brady is very, very weird. But, you know.
13, 12, 16, let's put it out there. Kissing your kids on the lips. Yeah. I don't know. It's just not for me, man.
Are you with Clifford on this one? Do you think it's just weird and off?
Do you kiss, like, other family people on the lips?
Yeah, like, you know, I'll give Mum a kiss on the lips and stuff like that.
Really?
Like, it doesn't. It's not like we're like, come here, you. Mate, lay it on me.
If my mum kissed me on the lips, it would be like a Looney Tunes cartoon. Like, my smoke outline would be left. I'd be running so fast. 13, 12, 16, Mari, kissing kids on the lips, yay or nay, mate?
I do. I've got three kids, so, yeah, I do, but it's like the cute pet. You do the whole, it's like a cartoon sort of kiss. You get the lips out. It's really not sexual. Yeah.
And you got to do, you got to make that sound.
I kiss my husband differently to them, but, yeah, I kiss the kids on the lips.
Yeah. That's the other thing my daughter does too. She kisses really slow as too. So that's probably the other reason I don't like it on the lips. But hey, Mari, hey, I like the idea of the cartoon comical thing.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
This is Renee.
Renee, kissing kids on the lips, yay or nay for you?
Nay. I don't do it, and I don't like when people do it either.
You think it's weird?
Yep. I mean, I kiss my lips on the cheeks, forehead, give him a kiss on the neck, blowy belly, whatever, but just don't do the lips, and I've taught them never to do it with any
I think we're sewn from the same cloth.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Madeline.
Madeline, do you fancy a bit of lip kissing with your kids? That sounded wrong, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I had a 7 and a 5-year-old, a 7 son and a 5-year-old daughter, and on the lip.
Yeah, no, and it's fine, right?
This is good. This is a 50-50 split sort of at the moment. I will take one more. Who's this?
David.
David, kissing your kids on the lips, what do you think, mate?
I'm against it.
You're against it.
This is fully divided, this topic, man.
It is.
Yeah, well, I'm breaking the tide. I'm saying I'm against it. Yeah.
Okay. I think we can all agree, though, that Tom Brady's kiss with his son was just not okay.
You know what that was? That was passionate, and that is not okay.
Next, get up with Cliffo and Loggy. Townsville's Hit 103.1.
All right. There's a place called the Westwood Hotel. It is in central Queensland. It's getting a lot of news because of what they're providing to the people. That noise there was a bull. They're providing something called Westies Testies to the people of central Queensland. And we have Nicole here who is from the Westwood Hotel. Nicole, good morning. And can you tell us what Westies Testies are?
Good morning. They are bull's testicles.
Yum.
So these are available on the pub grub menu at the Westwood Hotel. What do they taste like? Have you tasted them?
Yeah, absolutely. I had to do a taste test to see if I was serving up anything decent. They're not too bad. I kind of made the comparison to lamb's fry.
Lamb's fry.
Another yum one on the menu. One of my favourites. Are they chewy? I feel like they'd be chewy.
No, they're not. Yeah, cut off the chewy bit.
Oh, I love he's going to vomit.
See your map on the chewy bit, you know.
There's a couple of layers of tough skin that you cut off.
Yeah.
So they're really tender.
So you get rid of the chewy bit, Loggy. You just slice that tough
Sorry, Nicole. I
outer ball
I don't
skin
mean to
off.
Be rude. I just have a really weird
You just keep
stomach.
The fleshy bit on the inside, all bloody and... No, it's not like that because you actually boil them up. So, and I saw the process. And on the plate, they just look like chicken nuggets or something, Nicole.
They do. They look a bit like KFC, actually.
Well, there you go. There you go.
I think it's just great. How are they being received by the locals?
Not too bad. I had a few fellas in through the other day they were going out to their wedding.
They're a little bit special.
Yeah, they are. they enjoyed them, actually. They thought they were calamari to start with.
Wow. Calamari's not cheap either. That's amazing, man. Look, I think it's great. I've seen Rocky Mountain oysters on television before, and this is just another spin on that. Westies Testies, if you're down Rocky Way, about 40 minutes west of Rocky, you'll find the Westwood Hotel. Go and try the Westies Testies. Nicole, the manager.
Nicole. Making the most of her beef.
Yeah,
love it.
You're a legend. Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks very much.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1. Get yourself an
egg and feed it. Classic. Look, we like to talk food. Maybe that should be just official intro for us, the old Weird Al there. But chatting Super Bowl food today because it is Super Bowl Sunday, aka Super Bowl Monday for us. And the New England Patriots are taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we're an Eagles house, apparently. Mix and Eagles boys.
The underdogs.
Yeah, the underdogs.
Never won a Super Bowl.
I've got no idea, so I'll just take your word for
just
it.
Just nod along. Yep.
Yep.
That's a stat.
That's it, Cliffo.
That's a football stat.
We're not going to talk footy stats
because
we've got no idea. But what we can talk about is food stats. Now, apparently for the Super Bowl Sunday, the food stats are unbelievable. Like, pizza orders are going to increase by 350% compared to a normal Sunday because a lot of people are going to be at home getting their pizzas, right?
Makes sense.
Everyone needs beer, right?
Yeah.
So over 51.7 million cases of beer are sold just today, Super Bowl Sunday over there. 51.7 million cases of beer. Because you need to wash that stuff down,
right? That's a lot of Bud Light.
That's it. Everyone loves chips, right? 14,500 tons of chips to be sold and eaten today, Super Bowl Sunday. And I mean, that is all well and good. But the stat that blows my mind... And I know that you're a wing guy. You love your wings.
Yeah.
I think the first chicken wing I ever had was probably about a year ago because they're really big here and Mick loves chicken wings.
Whoa.
Yeah.
don't just brush over that.
Oh, sorry, I never had a chicken wing.
You ate your first chicken wing at the age of what? You would have been 32 or something?
Yeah, yeah, I'm 32 now.
What?
Yep.
I guess you were a veggo for a long time, hey?
No, right? So it's weird. I know, I'm sorry. That's a story for another time. But everyone...
Put that on the whiteboard because we're not going to brush over that. That's really big. Okay, everyone, so chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
And Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. 1.35 billion chicken wings, which is enough chicken wings to circle the globe 3 times. Does that put it in perspective for you?
That's, Jesus.
And as my friend said to me the other day when we were eating them, she finds it really weird because you're looking at the wings, one chicken, you get 2 wings. That's a lot of half a billion chickens.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get the hell away from the Super Bowl.
Cliffo and Loggy, weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.